I'd like to turn the presentation over to Clarence and Chris, who are here to talk about and show us the new Voice Sense, which was just released yesterday, as well as some Braille displays. And if there's time, perhaps address some questions about Vista and WindowEyes.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Amy, and thanks to all of you for being here. I'm going to talk for a moment. And then, being the shy person I am, I'm going to be quiet and let Chris talk a little bit. First thing, I'd like to start by telling you how glad GW Micro is to have stolen Chris Park away from HIMSS. HIMSS is the manufacturer in Korea of the Voice Sense, the Braille Sense, the Sync Braille, and the Sense View. Chris was the marketing director at HIMSS. Chris is going to start out by showing and talking about some of the products, then it's going to come back to me for the blindness side of things.
So we GW Micro, known as WindowEyes, and WindowEyes, and WindowEyes. That's it, right? But we are going to talk about VoiceSense, the world's smallest and lightest and the most fashionable note-taking device, and Sync Braille, which is a 20-cell and 32-cell Braille display. And SenseView Video Portable CCTV, or magnifier. What this means to the customers in America, and what this means to entire assistive technology industry. GW Micro used to carry just software, WindowEyes. Now GW Micro carries all the hardware devices. What this means to the industry and to the customer. By combining GW Micro's good reputation of providing good tech support and great software, and HIMSS commitment in excellence to hardware devices or technologies, we believe these two corporations are bringing good alternative to the American users. I'm not going to mention the name of our competition here, but there are some companies like that is really good at sales and marketing, but when you purchase the unit, their product, whenever you have problem, you call them, they treat you like the stupid people. So I just don't like that. So when I work for HIMSS, we try to introduce like BrailleSense and all hardware devices by ourselves. But we found it out, the tech support and the user interface are really, really important in America, especially tech support. Our customers are visually impaired, okay? So we decided work together with GW Micro. As you know, sound competition benefits the customer all the time. So now, we provide really, really attractive and advanced hardware technologies and software technology in an attractive pricing and the best tech support ever. So we hope we're going to be a good alternative to all of you. Now, I'm going to cover briefly the portable SenseView. It's a portable video magnifier. Let's go to SenseView briefly. So the concept is for the low vision people. When you travel, or when you try to read something, a menu in a restaurant, or medicine bottles, or labels in the store, the device kind of magnifies the text for you. Simple concept, and we have a lot of similar devices on the market. What makes it unique, or what is different with our competition? First of all, it magnifies up to 22.5x, the highest magnification in a handheld device. And the battery life, 5 hours continuous using. This means a lot of difference to the customer. With our competition, all of them like 1.5 hours or 2 hours. You have to worry about the battery all the time. But the SenseView has 5 hours continuous use battery life, so you don't have to worry about it. And the ultra compact size, it only weighs 7.8 ounces. It's really light, and it has 4.3 wide screen LCD, meaning it's the world's lightest and smallest, but it has longer or bigger LCD display for the low vision people. So it provides much better angle and quality to our customers. And it takes a snapshot of what you are looking at. Even you can manipulate and change the snapshot image. Like all other devices, it has fashionable design. So when you have to use it in front of strangers, or other people, you don't have to feel embarrassed. And also it has battery status indicator, provides 6 different color modes of contrast, and 4 brightness modes, and sliding handle to make reading even easier, etc., etc. There are too many good features here. And we introduced additional external camera for handwriting mode. Let's say when you need to sign a check at the restaurant. We're gonna shipping the external camera in a couple of days. Let's go back to our director of training department, at the same time the most experienced salesperson in the whole world, Mr. Clarence Whaley.
What sold me on it was the smallness of it and the fact that, say you're in a grocery store or a store and you can take a picture and you can get it much closer to your eye than having to bend down to the camera, to the screen, it's great.
And like Chris mentioned, it looks so much like some kind of mainstream device that Jeremy in our office said it always embarrassed him in college for everybody to come up and say, why are you wearing that 6-foot telescope on your head? You know, so this looks like an iPod or something, so you don't have to explain to people constantly. Like going into a grocery store, why has that guy got a dog? You know, you get tired of doing those things all the time. We are here primarily to show you the VoiceSense and the Sync Braille. The VoiceSense, as Chris said, is the smallest note taker to my knowledge. It's smaller than our competition, the PK, and I didn't think you could get much smaller than that. But the VoiceSense, if you've seen the BrailleSense, I like to tell people that it's a BrailleSense that hasn't grown up yet. It's very, very small. It's very, very lightweight. And if you're familiar with the keystrokes on the BrailleSense, they're identical on the VoiceSense. So I'm going to turn it on.
Power on.
Nice little music there.
Basic layer P.
Let me talk about some of the features of the VoiceSense. The VoiceSense has built-in Bluetooth, built-in Wi-Fi. It's small enough, ladies, you can easily drop it in your purse. Guys, you can stick it in your shirt pocket or a jacket pocket very, very easily. But it does have, as I said, built-in Wi-Fi, built-in Bluetooth. I like walking up to a Starbucks, getting on their Wi-Fi network, going out to Bookshare, grabbing the latest book or magazine or newspaper article, sitting there and reading it, because we now do have the built-in Bookshare unpacking utility. So I simply go download that newspaper article, hit enter, flip, there it is in both DAISY and BRF, and I have it right there. If I hear something really amazing is out, I can go grab it anywhere there's Wi-Fi access. So I'm just going to demonstrate a few of the features. So the first thing we have is the file manager, which the nice thing about this device, it runs Windows CE, the latest version of Windows CE, as a matter of fact. And if you know Windows, you know how to use the VoiceSense as soon as I hand it to you. If you know Braille and the VoiceSense, you got it made. We're playing it through bigger speakers, but it does have stereo speakers built in. And has a built-in media player with all the little controls on the front, so you don't even have to use the Braille controls if you don't want to. Under the file manager, we now have, if I go down,
Word Processor, W.
Word Processor. One of my favorite things about the Word Processor in both the VoiceSense and the BrailleSense, if you have your other note takers, and believe me, I've owned every note taker going back to the old VersaBraille. One of the things that drove me nuts with the Braille note that I owned and all the other note takers was, if I wanted to take a note, I hit enter on the word processor or whatever. What did I have to do first? I had to give it a name, which drove me up the wall. I wanted to write down Amy's phone number. I didn't want to have to call this. This is where I'm putting Amy's phone number .txt or whatever. Drove me nuts. So with this, I simply press enter.
Top of document.
I'm immediately in the word processor and I can write
.6 A M Y N E C E L L cell.
And I could type her cell phone number there and we're good to go. It's immediately there. The nice thing is too, I can write this document in grade 2 Braille. I can email it to Chris over here, and Chris will see that document as a Word document. He will see it as a Microsoft Word document. And I don't have to do any kinky things like translating. The voice sense and the Braille sense just both do that for me. So it makes it very, very easy. I don't have to think.
Save, yes.
And I'm not going to save that.
Word processor, W.
What did you do to get it to give you the save prompt, if you don't mind my asking?
I just tried to exit. Okay. I did a cord zap, cord Z, to get out, and it asked me if I wanted to save it or not. And I had to answer yes or no. It wouldn't let me get out otherwise. I couldn't fool it into not giving me that prompt, which I think is good. It's a good safeguard.
Sense navigation, V.
Sense navigation. We hope this month to introduce GPS. We already are working with Sendero. The only gotcha right now is working out final pricing. I don't want to tell somebody it's going to be $14.95 or $16.95 or whatever for the GPS and then have to tell you tomorrow that it's actually $18.95. I'd rather surprise you and tell you it's going to be $13.95. I'm not telling you anything because we honestly don't know the pricing yet. If you know GW Micro, we will keep it as low as we possibly can. The way it's going to work, you will receive the software on a compact flash card. This unit has room for both a compact flash card and an SD card. Right now, this unit has an 8-gig CF card in it. The maps will all be on an 8-gig CF card. I think they take a little over 4 gig for the whole U.S. Paired with the little... Any of you seen the little Holux receivers?
Yes.
I used to walk down the street before the days of Bluetooth and the tracker, and I had cables all over me. The same thing with the Braille Note. These little Holux receivers are so good, you can stick it in your coat pocket, or ladies, you can drop it in your purse, and it still works. It's hard to make it not see a satellite. So it's going to be a wonderful solution. We hope to have a way to demo this online soon. I haven't seen the final maps yet, but if I go into Sense Navigation here.
Loading maps, please wait. One map's loaded. GPS mode. Street. Static box.
And if we've got all, if you're familiar with Sendero, I'm going to go into the menus.
File F, pull down, menu. Select map folder O, common dialog, enter O menu item. Load root L, common dialog. Save root S, common dialog. Close Z, common dialog.
Etc.
Static box.
So what we hope to do is have basically the same commands on this unit that the other Sendero products have, so that if you've had another Sendero product in the past, you won't have to learn a bunch of new commands. Rumor has it from good sources like our boss and Mike May and the others that we'll be shipping probably sometime in June.
Are you using the same maps as the other Sendero group product uses?
Yes. Hopefully it'll be the very latest and greatest maps then. And I don't know, I think they're, what, at 3.5 now?
Yes.
I don't know what the latest version will be when it actually ships this month, but I hope we'll have the very latest street maps and POIs that are available at the time, and I would think we would.
This device takes both compact flash and SD cards, and I know it has a USB port. Does the USB port allow you to hook it up to a jump drive or some other kind
yes,
of
sir.
External drive
yes, sir.
To store stuff?
I have a customer right now that has it hooked up to a 4-gig memory stick. Larry's kind of a hard drive geek, so he also is hooking it up to a 120-gig USB hard drive, and it works fine.
So, though, like with the Braille Sense, that you must have the Braille Sense or the voice sense plugged in, or it's going to zap the entire... energy out of it.
Judy, that's true and it's not true. You can run your Braille Sense and a USB hard drive, but you just don't want to do it long enough to totally drain the battery. You can easily get 6 to 7 hours without having to plug it in. If you have some kind of a pig device that's just really grabbing power, yeah, we probably need to talk. You know, those kind of questions are so subject to conditions and those kind of things. I have customers, the one thing they do like is not having to have everything plugged in. Again, that's brand specific with a particular hard drive, etc. The VoiceSense has 1 gig of internal storage, and it has 192 meg of RAM, 128 meg that you can use, and 64 meg that the system uses. We have tested it with an 8 gig CF card, which is the biggest one we've found so far. I now understand there's larger ones, and a 4 gig SD card is the largest I've personally seen or that we have tested. I'm going to continue on down through the menus.
Address manager, A.
Address manager, again, this is, you can sync it with your Outlook address book and have all of those things right here so that if you do email, all your email addresses and everything will be here.
Schedule manager, S.
Schedule manager, you can sync it with your Outlook calendar.
Email, E.
Email, since it has built-in Wi-Fi, guess what? Walk up to Starbucks or wherever you need, you can find a free Wi-Fi, download and check your email, send and receive email.
You mentioned that it uses Outlook, but what about Outlook Express? Will it work with that as well?
No, I don't know any device that will sync with Outlook Express because that wasn't part of Outlook Express's original design or purpose, unfortunately. I guess nobody bothered to make that happen because our Outlook Express is free.
Media player.
Media player. The media player is, we'll demonstrate that in a couple of minutes. Let's keep going.
Radio R.
Radio. It has a built-in FM radio, which works pretty darn well, depending on the building you're in, the area you're in, but it works pretty well. We were demoing it a while ago, and Chris had some music going and all those kind of things. And it also announces the frequencies as you're going by them.
Web browser, B.
Web browser. Since it has built-in Wi-Fi, you can go out on the web and browse the internet. It looks, feels, tastes like Internet Explorer. For those of you who are WindowEyes users, you know the advantage of the WindowEyes page navigation hotkey, the insert tab. There's the same function on the BrailleSense and the VoiceSense. Backspace I will pull up a list of links. So that's really a cool feature when you're out on the web.
Daisy player, D.
Daisy player. While I'm sitting on the Daisy player, let me just go demo that. It has both text Daisy capability and audio Daisy capability. So let's just go there.
Open Daisy dialog box. Daisy sample folder 1-3, list item. Daisy sample folder select 1-3, list item. Title, The Love is Life, list item.
So let's go there.
The Love is Life.
To Love is Life. Quotations by Helen Keller. Forward by Jimmy Carter. Narrated by Patty Duke.
And I love this first quote.
This life, I believe humility is a virtue, but I prefer not to use it unless it is absolutely necessary.
That's become my motto.
This
All right.
The program. Are you sure? Yes. Daisy player, D.
That's how easy the Daisy player works.
The Daisy player is completely built in, or is a separate device that attaches to that?
No, sir. It is completely built in.
When you get a Daisy, how does it come? Is it on a CD, or what format do you receive?
Most of the time, you download Daisy files and put them on a memory stick or a CF card and just plug them in and play them that way.
Does the BrailleSense support the RFBND keys for Daisy stuff, or
that issue has been addressed and addressed and addressed. I just need to personally go visit them, or Chris does, and lock Anne-Marie in a room and say, let's make this happen. Believe me, it will happen. No, we haven't just ignored it. I want it to happen, too.
What about Audible and NLS Digital?
Audible, Mr. Yoon and Mr. Choi and the folks at HIMSS are looking into Audible. I can't give you a timeline, but I can tell you good news about NLS. I was one of the fortunate ones that was part of the NLS Digital Talking Book beta, and I can't wait. I can tell you that at CSUN this year, the engineer from NLS was there. He was there. Chris took him over to meet Mr. Yoon, and HIMSS is committed to making this happen. HIMSS is totally committed that when this program, the NLS program, is released, that the BrailleSense and the VoiceSense will both be NLS digital talking books compatible.
One related question?
Yes, ma'am.
What about protected WMA?
I think the two will marry and live well together ever after, because protected WMA is part of what they will need to do to have NLS working. I think once we get NLS done, protected WMA won't be a very far step to take.
Because I know, I mean, there's one player that already supports, I mean, one product that already supports it. The PacMate supports it.
Oh, the PacMate?
Yep.
Protected WMA?
Yep. All the time.
So you can do OverDrive and NetLibrary and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Good for them.
So right now you just support what, MP3? The media player just supports MP3?
And Daisy.
MP3, DAISY, WMA, not protected WMA, WAV files, Windows Media Video files, yes.
Are you going to support Ogg Vorbis?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we already did. One of the biggest gotchas in the note-taker industry for years has been, oh my God, my battery's gone. My battery died. I send it off to Freedom Scientific to get it fixed, or I send it off to HumanWare. 8 to 12 weeks later, I get it back. Any of you been there, done that?
Yep.
The nice thing about the VoiceSense and the BrailleSense is it's a user-replaceable battery. Judy zaps her battery. She calls us and says, I need a battery.
I bought two.
We can UPS her a battery overnight, and she's up and going.
Is there an external charger?
Web browser, B, radio, R.
Is there an external charger?
Well, she bought two batteries. It means one of them's got to stay on charge, right?
There is not an external charger. I have asked for one, and I'm sure there will be one at some point. But right now, the only way she can charge those is to charge it in the unit. But it charges in 3 to 5 hours.
But let's be clear, there is a charger, but you have to plug the unit into it. You just can't plug the battery independently. Right?
Correct. The battery has to be in the unit.
On the website, it says that you're getting about 12 hours per charge. Is on the VoiceSense?
Yes, sir. All of that is subjective. If I'm running, the VoiceSense, by the way, has the same ability as the BrailleSense, it's multitasking. You can have up to 7 applications running at one time. If I have 3, 4, 5 applications running, then that's going to eat into my battery life.
Does it have trickle charge by any chance?
Where you can leave it plugged in and use it and it won't hurt it? No. Yes, you can.
Web browser, E. DAISY player, E.
We looked at the DAISY player.
Bluetooth manager, L.
Bluetooth manager. Bluetooth means that I can, that's going to be really great for my little Holix receiver when we have GPS. I can already turn on the Bluetooth manager. It will see my cell phone. I can transfer files. I'm also talking with the people at Code Factory to try to make this available as a device for inputting text messages and such with mobile speak.
MSN Messenger, N.
MSN Messenger. Any of you use Messenger? Got it here in your hand. MSN Messenger is, we use it at the office to communicate because I'm in Nashville, Doug is in San Jose, and the rest of the office is in Fort Wayne. We always kid and tell people that Doug is in Silicon Valley, and I'm in Silicon Holler.
I'm a big Skype user. Are there any possibilities of putting Skype on this device?
Not today. I can see that happening someday, but I'm not going to commit to it. That would be up to the people at HIMSS. It does have a built-in microphone, so I don't see it as a problem. It's just that they would need to write the interface so that it could talk to Windows.
I assume there's a Windows CE version of Skype probably available.
I'm sure there is. Well, I know there is because you can use it on your mobile phones, your cell phones.
Right. Database manager, T.
Database manager. It's really easy to use. It's totally customizable. I don't have to use the same kind of field names and whatever as Judy uses. I can design my own. It really works, and it's easy to use. One of the things that I've got to really, really, really brag about with HIMSS is that when we ask for something to be done, they are so good at responding. And we have a list devoted just to the note takers. Almost immediately when we send out a note, HIMSS is what, 15 hours time difference? And when we send out a message, we get an answer back. They'll either say, we can do this, or I don't understand what you mean. And then we bug Chris and say, would you please send them this in Korean so they can understand? And they are so eager to please because they know that you guys are our customers. They want it to work as much as we do.
Utility,
U. Utility is where you set up your time, your date, blah, 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 all of those good things.
Option settings, O.
Options is where you tell it your rate, pitch, tone, speech, blah, blah, blah.
Help, H.
Help is what it says. So I'm going to go back now.
File manager, F.
When I was showing the DAISY player a while ago, one of the really, really cool things about the DAISY player is. If the Braille display was hooked up, as Patty Duke was talking away there, the Braille display would, you could see in Braille what she was saying. One of the cool things about the Sync Braille and this device is if you don't feel like you need Braille today, you can stick this in your pocket, the VoiceSense, go out, do your work, write all your files, make all your notes, whatever. And if you're like a certain lady I know in this room and can't live without Braille, her initials are Judy Cannon, then when you get home at night, you just got your Sync Braille, and there's your Braille. And you don't have to carry both pieces. So I'm going to go into the file manager.
Flash disk, list item.
It looks like Windows Explorer, so I'm going to go down to my compact flash card.
CFD, extended disk, list item. DAISY sample folder 17, list item.
And we looked at the DAISY folder.
Test folder 27, pop folder 37, list
and
item.
And let's go into the pop folder.
Adante.mp3119, Ava.mp3219, Careless Whisper, Wham.mp3319, DancingQueen.mp3419, Hard to Say I Crave Accent I'm Sorry, Chicago.mp3519.
Alright, let's go listen to that. Just
Hard to Say I Crave Accent I'm Sorry, Chicago. Undefined file format. Select application to open with. Open with. Media player. List item. Title track 1 Hard to Say I Crave Accent I'm Sorry, Chicago. Playing. Static box.
Now, just for grins, I'm going to unplug the speakers. A lot of difference, but if you were sitting over here, the sound quality is really quite nice. And, of course, I could have turned up that volume, too. Hush.
Okay. SID, okay. File manager.
So, clients, you can manager, adjust the word synthesizer volume independently from the...
I think the internal speakers actually sound better.
Can you adjust the synthesizer volume independently
yes,
from
sir.
The music volume?
You certainly can. This unit does have a built-in microphone, so if you were sitting here, if you had a VoiceSense in your hand, and you didn't want to miss one of the important words that Chris or I have to say today, you could record this session either with the built-in mic, or there is a microphone plug on the front. You could plug in a mic and actually record what's going on that way, too. The nice thing is, since this is multitasking, you could be recording the lecture or whatever in class or whatever, and you could have your word processor open on the VoiceSense and making notes at the same time.
What's the range of recording qualities that you can set for this?
It records in WAV format. I sold one of these to one of the most picky audio people I know, not the VoiceSense but the BrailleSense, because this was a while back. I sold one of these to Ronnie Millsap because of the range of recording qualities, everything from note-taking quality to professional quality.
But it says in WAV format only, is that correct?
Yes.
Will it do stereo if you plug in an external?
It will. Okay. And there's two speakers on this unit, so the unit actually is in stereo.
Now, is the record level, Clarence, is it automatic level or either automatic or...
Either or. They have really thought through this device a lot. On the back of the unit is a little slide switch. I'm going to slide it all the way to the right.
All keys locked.
All keys locked. This is such a tiny little device. If you stick it in your pocket, guess what you're not going to want to do? You're not going to want to press buttons accidentally. On the front of the unit are the media controls, so if I put this switch in the middle...
Top panel locked.
The top panel is locked. In other words, where your Perkins-type keyboard is... those keys are all locked, but your little media controls on the front are open and available to be used. And if I go far left,
unlocked.
Unlocked. So all the keys work. One thing that makes this very, very attractive, on most note takers, you have advanced buttons on the right end or on the left end. But if you have it in normal mode, if you want to go right, you press the right button. You have to move your hand over, blah, 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 or left and whatever. On this device, you have both the scroll right and left buttons on each end. So that makes it easy.
I am an old Braille Speak user.
I can answer your question before you ask it.
Okay.
I could have you using the BrailleSense or the VoiceSense in about 2 minutes because the commands are very simple. All the chord commands that you knew and loved on the VNS are pretty much the same.
Excellent.
Yes. Chord L to go to the top, chord underscore to go to the bottom, you know, chord 4, 5, 6, blah, blah, blah. The only thing we do different is this is not the Dean Blasey version. This is actually Windows.
Clarence, have you gotten any feedback on one of the things that I noticed about the Braille Sense is that although it has thumb keys and they are audio keys, they do nothing when it comes to using the Braille. As a Braille Note user, I have learned to know and love my thumb keys. I use the thumb keys on the Braille Note all the time, of course, when I'm reading
to advance
and to go up and down lines and stuff. And I really like being able to do that. Have you gotten anybody that says to you, gee, we'd really like to have the same feature available on the Braille Sense?
Well, we have the same feature with the advance button.
Yeah, I understand that. But I mean,
you want them different. You want them on the front.
I would like to be able to select, if I chose to, that the thumb keys work that way. And I know other people that really like their thumb keys as well. In fact, I had a friend who was very much considering the Braille Sense, but when I told him that the thumb keys were for audio only, he kind of said, well, you know, I think
But thumb keys, you mean the keys on the front of the Braille Note?
Yes.
That take the place of the keys on the top
of
the Braille Sense. I hear you. I understand exactly. I doubt if that'll ever change, to be totally candid, because for one person that says they want thumb keys, I have 100 that say, thank God you don't have thumb keys that I'm always bumping.
Okay, and that was kind of my question, because if you're getting a lot more people to say no.
We have market survey, if you will.
They're so close to the line that you're reading, it's just so quick to do it.
Yeah, it's probably one of those things that I would learn to get used to, but I haven't had a Braille Sense in my hands long enough to really...
Well, come visit me.
The VoiceSense also, by the way, does have a USB port. It is 2.0 USB,
yeah,
is it
2.0
not?
2.0 compatible.
Right, that's what I thought. One of my favorite features about the VoiceSense, it has a sense of humor. I'm going to turn it off and just imagine that you've been using this VoiceSense all day and it's going to tell you how tired it is. Listen to this terrific sigh that it gives. Ready? Here goes.
How long?
Can you shut that noise off? Some people have said that they prefer it to just
yes.
shut it off.
In the next release, which is out the 18th of this month, yes, that will be turned off.
If you're in a meeting, somebody speaking, they may not like that.
Right. That is going to be an option that you can turn off.
Clarence, how well does the USB stuff work with some of the, for instance, one of the issues that we ran smack dab into in one of the schools that Marcia teaches is compatibility with USB printers and with Braille embossers that are now getting USB, like the Juliet and the Romeo.
It's not us. It's not the note taker. I'd like to say, well, get a Braille Sense. We'll fix all your problems. Get rid of those Braille notes. Not true. It's not us. It's a Bill Gates thing. Windows CE doesn't like anything except HP Level 3 or above printers. End of story.
So maybe then the way to approach the problem would be to talk to the embosser makers and say, if you're going to implement USB with a Braille Sense or a Braille Note, you can't put drivers onto it. So
right, exactly.
They got to be in. So
exactly.
They've got to be there.
We went through this problem, Steve, to the point that, what's the lady at Perkins' name?
Jean.
Was sweet enough to actually let us have one of her Braille Blazers, and we actually sent it to Korea so they could diagnose what the problem was, and they added some fixes for that. Braille embossers, most work.
Parallel works.
Yeah. Parallel works.
It's not impossible yet, but I can envision a day when there won't be parallel ports on Braille embossers.
And, of course, the VoiceSense doesn't have a parallel port. There are some solutions in the works. We have just told Hims about a new device. It's a USB-type converter that converts USB to parallel or et cetera, and it gets around a lot of those kind of things.
I guess maybe my suggestion, and it's kind of a strong suggestion because I've been burned by this a little bit, is that as the solutions become available for that kind of thing, that you post them in places where people can find them easily.
It's called gwmicro.com/BrailleSense/tested-hardware.
Good. The worst thing you can have happen is people go out and they buy what they think they need, then they find out it doesn't work, then they start asking, well, what does work, and nobody knows.
Is there any, on both of these devices, any work that could be done on them printing with Epson compatible printers?
I doubt it. We are very much aware of these things. We would like to make them all go away, and we are as many as we possibly can.
So I'd like to ask something about the database. Can it import any file formats from other databases?
Yes, and I don't know which ones, but if you'll drop me an email, clarence@gwmicro.com, I'll find out and I'll respond. I know it'll play with Excel, for one thing.
Okay. What word formats does the word processor support?
Let's go look.
File manager, F. Word processor, top of document. File, F, pull down, new, N, pull down, enter, N, open, O, common, save, S, enter, S, menu item. Save as dialog box. File name, nonname.brl, edit combo box.
It will do BRF, it'll do BRL, it'll do TXT.
File manager, F.
DOC.
DOC, HBL.
RTF.
RTF, thank you, Chris.
What versions of Word does it support?
I can tell you, I know it will work with 2000 XP 2003. I have not personally tried it with 2007, so I'm not going to answer that out of self-protection. 2007 drives me nuts because I'm switching to 2007 next week. My boss sent me an employee review form in Office 2007. My version of Microsoft Word said, I can't read that. Go download a plugin. Then when I went and downloaded the plugin, it said, okay, this is read-only. Those kind of things are ugly, Amy, and that's a good question. I know we support anything from 2000 through 2003.
What about documents? I have the dubious distinction of having to do a lot of formatting with documents so that I can't just write a vanilla Word document and send it off. And a lot of the things that I do, I have to support bolding and mixed fonts and italics and all that.
In a word, not today.
Good to know. Thank you for your candor, because that's helpful.
We're being honest. We're not going to tell you that it'll stand up on its right ear when it won't.
Some of the note takers, even though it says there, it makes a DOC extension on the file, when you open the file, when you actually bring it into Word, what you have is a file with a DOC extension, but it is actually an RTF file.
Not true with us.
Okay, good.
If I sit here and I write Amy a letter in grade 2 Braille, and I don't even bother giving it a .doc file or extension, Steve, and I email that to her, she's going to get it as a Word document.
And it'll be a genuine Word document.
It'll be a genuine Word document. Yes, sir.
Juan, I assume you can write an email in grade 2 and it will be sent out
Yes, sir.
And the second question is, if I receive a message from somebody in HTML format, will it read that without any problem?
Yes. Thank God.
Yeah.
Because I lived through that with other note takers.
Yeah, and we know which ones.
Does it accept attachments or not?
Yes, ma'am.
What about the issue of possible viruses?
How many possible viruses are there for Windows CE?
None.
That's the issue.
To my knowledge.
Yeah.
I don't know of any for Windows CE.
I assume that the browser supports streaming, and
does it
support, I know it supports MP3, does it support real audio streaming?
No. That's the only one I know that we don't so far.
You don't support the MLB.com player format, do you? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. No, in a word. Honestly.
What is that, Amy?
MajorLeagueBaseball.com. You can go, and if you have a certain subscription
game
package,
day audio, you can
get game day audio, so I can listen to any game on the computer.
Oh, I might even buy one if it did that.
But I think it's a real audio subset.
Is there any possibility of a podcasting is big these days?
I think it'll happen at some point. It currently isn't possible. I don't know of any note taker. What note taker does it?
The icon has the podcast.
Yeah.
You had a small off to determine really whether the icon or the voice sense is smaller?
You mean physically smaller?
My claim is the smallest note taker, and I'm just thinking, I really wonder, it is probably pretty close between the icon and the voice sense.
I can tell you it weighs less.
That it probably does. It's the diet note taker.
Clarence, can you change the rate that the audio files play?
Yes, you can.
How much is the voice sense?
The voice sense is $18.95. We're running a special. If you buy it between now and the middle of July, it's $17.95. How many of you are going to the summer shows in FBACB? Two things are happening. One, on Saturday before either show, we're doing a 3-hour WindowEyes training in the morning and a 3-hour BrailleSense/VoiceSense training in the afternoon. It's going to cost you $10 to get in, but we'll also give you something to snack on and drink. At either show, we're giving away a VoiceSense. If you come by our booth and register, you get one chance to win. If you attend either one of those trainings, you get five chances.
Either ACB or SC.
Well, power off.
Now, was that the automatic timeout?
That's automatic timeout,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that settable?
Yes, it is. The Braille sense is $54.95.
And the sync Braille?
The sync Braille is $24.95 for the 20 cell and $34.95 for the 32 cell.
Does this support Excel?
No. Right.
Will it handle the plain old text files that a BNS generates without any problem?
Yes. They're TXT, so yes, sir.
Erasing files. Like, I know in the Braille note, I accidentally erased a file. Do it have a trash bin like the computer does?
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, it doesn't.
Yeah. But if you back up to your flashcard frequently, you may not lose it.
Right.
Yeah, but here's the problem. You're working on something, you say, oh, I don't need that anymore.
That's true. Yeah.
You get rid of it, and then now all of a sudden you go, oh,
you're out of luck.
Yes, I do.
Right. Is there a backup utility?
Yes, sir. Yeah. In fact, we used it last night for a Massachusetts lady, and she had a problem with email. So we backed up all of her stuff to a CF card, went in and reformatted her unit, put it all back, and now she's happy. Everything is now fixed, so it was an easy fix.
One of your competitors has a notorious habit of having files literally just disappear in their machines using Windows CE. That is, and when I mean notorious, I mean I have lost 3 major address files in the last 2 months.
Uh-huh.
And it's a problem, and it's a universal problem. And I don't know if it's CE or it's...
65% charge. Yeah.
So you've never had that problem, Judy, and I haven't either.
It seems to boot up pretty quickly, within maybe 5 seconds or so.
Yeah,
is that
that's
accurate?
Really good.
Yes.
Can the voice sense be used as a drive so you can hook it up to your computer and back up files?
Oh, that's a good point. There's an option in the voice sense called mobile device. You can switch to that, and it actually literally then becomes that easily, looks like another drive under Windows Explorer. And you can copy, paste, move stuff all day long. Honestly, it is a really, really cool little device.
When it's time to update the unit, when you have a new software version, what's the process for doing that?
Judy, who has the easiest update process of any note taker?
You go to utilities, you go to...
Check for software updates or
something? Yeah, well...
update online or offline?
Online or offline, you hit enter and it goes.
Yeah, it just
does
it. It's
wonderful.
It's even smart enough to say, Amy, you silly girl, you already have the latest,
that's
so
right.
Go away.
One of the markets that I've been thinking a lot about lately because of the work that I do is kids. You know, one of the things is the help files. Obviously, I know you have a help system. Have you worked much on context-sensitive help?
It's pretty much all there now. One of the problems we had, honestly, in the very origin of this product was that the manual was very much a combination of Korean and English. So we had to, one of the purposes that Jeremy Curry served originally was to translate the manual. The nice thing is that HIMSS is now, we send them the corrected version, and they print it in Braille and in print and send it out with the unit and on CD. But the context-sensitive help, Amy, has come a long, long way. I would say it's as good as any note-taker out there.
Will you be putting the manual up on the website?
If you go download the Braille Sense manual, which is there today, Ted, it's 98% of this little critter's manual. But the Voice Sense manual will be up there just as soon as we get rid of all the little strange words.
Software and hardware maintenance agreements, which is the bane of many of us, our existence for these products. What's going to be...
I have never known HIMSS. Chris, when did we start with the Braille Sense? 3 years ago?
In 2004.
2004, officially. HIMSS has never, ever charged for a software upgrade. Ever. We do have a hardware maintenance agreement for the Braille Sense. I think you're the first person that's brought it up about the Voice Sense, and I appreciate that. And we have a sales meeting Monday, and it will come up. But I honestly can't answer. I don't think we've come up with a price yet, have we, Chris?
No, we haven't.
I can update the firmware on my Braille Sense and my Voice Sense with my eyes closed. It is no problem.
But you're blind. That's
well, easy. Yeah. No, seriously. It is a very, very simple process. You need absolutely no computer skills to update the firmware.
How much are the replaceable batteries? Is the Braille Sense and the Voice Sense?
No, sir. It's more like a cell phone battery. I can tell you the price of the the one for the BrailleSense is what, Judy, 100 and a quarter?
Mm-hmm. 125, 129.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is for the VoiceSense. Bear with us, guys, because this is a very, very, very new product, and some of these pricing things we honestly haven't had come up yet.
I have two batteries, but I've never used the second one. I've never had two.
These are lithium? Are these lithium?
Yes, okay. Sir. They sure are.
So there's no memory effects.
Right.
Other than the GPS, which is coming out, what kind of long-term things do you envision for this product?
All I can tell you is there is a port on the back of the unit that is supposed to be for super-duper cool developments in the future. I can't get him to even tell me what that's
going to be. I know, I asked Chris what that was, and right. He said it wasn't for the user yet.
If everybody in this room says, yes, but we want, they will listen.
Yeah.
What would you estimate the time might be to get audible support into the unit, or do you have any sense of that at all?
I don't have an honest sense of that at all. Audible is difficult at best to deal with. On a totally unrelated note, I got to talk about our newest payment plan. We have just had a major, major change at GW Micro. In the past, we had our lease-to-own plan for Window Eyes, which was $50 down and $100 a month for 12 months. That's really cool if you're an employed blind person or a blind person that's unemployed and has a fairly decent fixed income. But as we all know, most blind people are either underemployed or unemployed, like 70%. So we came up with a plan that for $39 a month, you can have and own Window Eyes. We want $39 a month from you for 31 months. And you're thinking, oh my God, what kind of interest are they charging? None. If you do the math, that's 31 months at $39 a month. That also includes Window Eyes, which is $8.95, and it includes a 3-count SMA. So you're actually spending $1,254, I think. The only charge we're doing for carrying it for that long is $50. In 31 months, we're going to have at least 2, maybe 3 major releases of Window Eyes, which you'll get free. You really can't beat the math and or the price. And we're doing it for 2 reasons. Every group I'm in front of always say that in an ideal world, every blind person would own both JAWS and Window Eyes because there's things that they do better than us and vice versa. But it's not an ideal world. So we're trying to give the JAWS users the opportunity to own Window Eyes also. Because this is a really, really affordable way to get your hands on Window Eyes.
Yes, sir. I'm running XP Media Edition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running Window Eyes 6.0, and I do have I did recently upgrade my FMA. Is it worth it for me to upgrade to? I mean, I looked at 6.1, and it looked like there was a lot of improvements for Vista. This is not running Vista.
Well, the price, Tim, the price of going from 6.0 to 6.1 is horrendous. It's free. Keep your SMA. Because 6.1 will not touch your SMA. The one thing we do different, guys and girls and dogs and whatever, with Window Eyes is that you don't have to use an SMA count ever. I mean, if you want to just keep it as insurance for some day when you might not have the upgrade price, when version 7 comes out, if you want to use an SMA count for that, cool. But if you just want to pay for the upgrade and keep your SMA count in place, you can do that. Typically, our upgrades are $150, but sometimes they're less. So if they're less and you have the money, why not just use the money and keep your SMA for a rainy day?
Let's say that I was running an old version of Window Eyes, say 4, and I decided when 7 comes out, I just got to have 7. Would I have to pay?
Yes. You can't say,
no,
I want to jump.
No. Okay, that's what I'm getting at. Yeah. So I would have to pay for 5, 6, and 7? Or, I mean,
yes.
Okay.
But, Steve, just because you're a nice guy, if the price to upgrade from an antique version of Window Eyes to the most current is $400 or more, you can do it on the lease to own.
Oh, okay.
Would there be any possibility in the future of having a payment plan for the note takers as well?
I doubt it. The reason that we can do it for Window Eyes, let's say Amy does the lease to own for Window Eyes and she pays $39 for like 4 or 5 months, and all of a sudden she says, I'm just going to keep it. I'm not going to pay you anymore. We can turn her off. You know, we can say, Amy, it's not going to work anymore. If I do a payment plan on the note taker and Amy all of a sudden says, I'm not going to pay you anymore because I don't have any money, then I can't do anything. I can't punish her. So that's why we will help you work with your bank. We'll work with your bank to tell them what you're wanting to do and why it's important that you do that, et cetera. I don't anticipate us having a plan for that.
I assume you take major credit cards.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever flavor.
I can tell you they take those.
Clarence, does the browser work pretty well? And obviously this is depending on pages, but does the browser work pretty well with forms?
Yes, it does. It really does.
You know how you go into a hotel and
yes.
It says, oh, we have Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
And then you hook up your blah, 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 and you can't get in. Do you have any improvements on the competition around that?
Major problem with the brow sense.
It shouldn't be a problem with the brow sense anymore, Judy.
Isn't that a CAPTCHA kind of issue? The reason that happens is for that?
It's a redirect issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, redirect to a web page, and then you got to put in...
Right. We don't have that problem ever since version 4 of the brow sense stuff, Judy. But it's
that
not
was
a
point four.
Yeah. I tried the voice sense in the lobby of the hotel that we're staying in here, and it worked fine. I couldn't try it in my room because this dumb hotel has Wi-Fi in the lobby but Ethernet in the room.
That's what a lot of them do.
And that, yeah, and I noticed there's no, like a lot of other note takers I know, there's no Ethernet connection.
Right. Yeah, it is Windows CE 5.0, which is pretty cool. The Wi-Fi on the VoiceSense is really, really hot. It works better, Judy, than your Ambicon card for your BrailleSense.
Both card slots can be dedicated to memory. You don't need to worry about...
That's correct.
Now, this is a 20-cell Braille display you're sending around.
Yes, ma'am.
And it comes in a 20-cell and a 32-cell, right?
I've got a wireless router at home. So if I had a VoiceSense, I could just go home, tell my computer to turn on its the signals, and
yes,
then
sir.
The VoiceSense would see it.
Yes, sir.
Clarence, the VoiceSense radio, is there going to be any work done on the fact that it drains the battery a lot?
It's already been done.
Okay.
I have a question about Braille displays. You have this new Braille display. Does the VoiceSense support other, or will it support other Braille displays?
I'm sure it will. I don't know why it wouldn't, as long as that Braille display was CE compatible.
Clarence, so the GPS is not going to be supported on the Braille Note? I mean the BrailleSense?
Yes, it will be.
Oh, it will be.
Do we have anybody that cares about seeing WindowEyes and Windows Vista?
Yes.
With the Braille displays, sometimes, no matter how clean you try to keep your fingers, you know, there's a certain amount of oil that gets deposited.
Yeah.
And occasionally, sometimes it might go in so that the pins don't jump out as they should. Is that still a common issue? Is there any way?
And it always will be.
Preventive?
But these are the KJS cells. They're tough. They're great.
Do you have an exercise mode for that Braille display?
No. If you do have a problem, you don't have to think, oh, I need to send it somewhere. GW Micro is the official repair center.
Do you have any exchange units, like the old Blazy program used
to
have?
We do, yes. There is a charge for that, but we do. I think it's
$150. You mean they send you another one
while yours is being healed? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about Windows Vista.
Desktop thermal.
In the olden days, Microsoft would come out with a new version of Windows. 6 months, 8 months later, blind people might start to get access to that. Remember those days? Years later, we had access to 98. Years later, we had access to Millennium, which was a disaster in and of itself. But for the first time, last January 30th, Microsoft released Windows Vista. And I know there's been a lot of whimpering and whining about Vista sucks, but that's garbage. It doesn't. I love it. Like I said, I haven't had a crash at all. But on January 30th, when they released Windows Vista, we released the public beta of WindowEyes for Vista. And now we're in full-blown released mode. And unlike the competition, we actually are fully functional with Vista. The UAC dialog works, all of those things. But the thing you'll find about Vista is Vista tries to protect you from yourself. And it's probably a good thing in some cases. But if you do something, it's going to say, let me think about this. Are you sure you want to do this? You have to give me permission again if you're going to do something that could potentially cause you grief, which is a good thing. But this is Windows Vista.
Skype 2 of 5. Recycle bin 1 of 5. Contains the file Skype WindowEyes 3. GW Micro Circuit.
Notice that I only have, what, 5 icons on my desktop? I don't really even need that many because of the search feature I'm going to show you in a second. I know people, and I bet some of you guys are guilty of this, have, what, 30, 40, 50 icons on your desktop?
All the time.
Just because that was the easy way to access programs, right? Now, with Vista, one of the coolest features ever, I'm going to press the Start button.
Start menu. Edit box. Start search.
And I want to launch Word. So I'm going to type Word.
W-O-R-D. Microsoft Office Word 2003. Program Group 1 of 16. Microsoft Word. Word pane.
And there it is. It's a cool feature.
Desktop.
If I want to load Notepad, I do Start.
Edit box.
N-O-T-E-P-A-D.
Notepad. Program Group 1 of 3.
Hit enter.
Notepad.
Edit box. If I told you to walk up to Amy's computer that you've never seen before, and I said, launch Notepad, you'd have to go through all kinds of contortions because what if Amy had Nero, Notepad, Nobody Cares, or whatever on her computer? If
desktop, GW Micro Circuit.
So I'm going to hit Start.
Start menu. Edit box. Start
And I want to launch Firefox.
F-I-R-E. Mozilla Firefox, Program Group 1 of 16.
See how nice that is?
So it auto-completed, correct?
It auto-completed. It found everything that started with the word fire and found it. If I want to launch Outlook, I'm going to hit Start.
Start menu, Edit box.
And I'm going to type out.
U-T, Microsoft Office Outlook 2003, Program Group 1 of 16.
I think that's just...
In a way, Clarence, what would really be good is if you could illustrate that with something that you know isn't going to be the first thing you find.
Right.
Because Outlook is, there's probably a good chance that there's nothing else on the system that starts with out. What if you just put in all? Well, then you still have to end up typing out.
Edit box. Start search. Microsoft Office Outlook 2003.
It did it anyway. Yeah.
Now, if I wanted to find...
Start menu. Edit box.
Computer. I'll type in C-O.
Computer. Program group 1 of 16.
You did not
control
hit enter, right?
I did not. First thing it pulled up was computer
control panel.
Backup
status and configuration.
Backup status and configuration.
So it's kind of intelligent enough to know that just because you typed in computer, you may not have really been looking for the word computer.
Exactly. One other thing I want to show you
GW
is
4 of 5.
I want to show you the security that's built in. Everybody know what regedit is?
Yes.
All right. Watch what happens.
GW
I'm
going to
do start run.
Combo. Edit box.
R-E-G-E-D-I-T. And I'm going to press enter.
Desktop. GW Microcircuit. 4 of 5. List view. Dialog. User account control. Windows needs your permission to continue. If you started this action, continue. Registry editor. Microsoft Windows. Continue C. Button. Default. C. Default. Cancel. Button. Details. User account control helps stop and authorize changes to your computer. Cancel. Button.
So in other words, it's saying, Clarence, you may be administrator, but do you really know what you're doing? You walked away from your computer and somebody else is sitting there. And do they really need to get into the registry editor? In other words, it gives me an extra layer of security.
Can you shut that off if you want?
You can, yes.
Thank God.
Secure UAP micro.
Now, I just did an
Alt-C.
Registry
editor, computer.
And now RegEdit is fine. It's happy with me. It basically, Steve, just protects...
But if you really don't need to be doing this.
The really fascinating thing is the amount of money that Microsoft paid this guitar player for the Windows Sounds, like hundreds of thousands of dollars for the new Windows Sounds. I'm going to turn me back up here. This is such a wonderful sound. These guys need to hear it.
Internet Explorer, 5 of 5. Finds and displays information and websites on...
Now I'm going to shut down my computer and listen to what they paid, I think, $120,000 for. That's it. That's all you get. Well, I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to reboot and let you hear the startup sound. He earned his keep here. I mean, it's really phenomenal as soon as it shuts down. But
now, how much memory do you have on that little machine of yours?
I have 1 gig.
1 gig, yeah.
And I don't recommend you run it for less than a gig.
No.
Come on. That's it. What I have is a Dell XPS M1210. Chris and I both have the same computer. And each has a gig of RAM. I'm going to up it to 2 gig. but it works fine with 1 gig.
If those of us who are using XP are happy with XP, is there any reason we should rush out and upgrade?
No. Don't count on your computer being Vista compatible unless you bought it after January 1st of this year because of hardware. Yeah. What happens, a lot of people will think they have a Vista compatible computer. They'll get the Vista upgrade and they'll run it and, yeah, the computer will upgrade, but you'll spend the next 6 years of your life going out and finding appropriate drivers, like sound card drivers, appropriate video drivers, etc. So unless you bought it after the first of the year, I wouldn't swear that it's going to be truly Vista compatible.
Could you tell us a little about what we might expect next in WindowEyes?
I can guarantee you the upgrade price will be $150. One of the things that we promised publicly is that we would have really, really, really improved our music support, such as people using Sonar, people using all of the music programs. We promised that publicly, so I can commit to that. I can hint that we'll probably be adding something that starts with the letter SCR to the next version. We'll probably be adding some kind of real scripting type. I can't definitely promise when and how that'll all work out.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you when we do add a scripting language, it will be a real world scripting language. It won't be the kind where you have to go to St. Petersburg and learn a language that nobody else on the earth speaks. It'll be like Windows C++. That's probably one of the things. We'll keep adding, of course, stability. Our niche in life, guys, is such a large portion of our company is blind that we work on applications that we know blind people are going to need. We work very, very closely with the people at ESET, or the Nod32 people. There's not a better program or more user-friendly virus program out there than Nod32, and we worked with them to make sure, and we'll continue doing those kinds of things. We'll continue to improve our stability. I can hint that I have seen things over the last day with our new beta of the next version. You thought WindowEyes was good on the internet before? You're going to feel happier than a pig in mud when you see this new stuff, because it's really, really cool. And that's about all I feel comfortable saying.
For so long, GW Micro resisted any kind of scripting language. What was kind of the turning point or the breaking point?
We have time. In the past, we had so many other priorities, like Word support, PowerPoint support, Excel support, all of those things we thought were a bigger priority because set files work. They really do. And now we have a bit more time to look into those things. And yes, there are advantages to scripting. There are definite advantages to it, and we don't deny that. But now we have the time and or resources to actually put into it.
This is small talk. You haven't said much about small talk. Is the Ultra going by the wayside because basically the OQO and the Fujitsu have sort of upgraded their processors and stuff, or are you still sort of in that game?
I actually saw the new Smalltalk, or OQO, if you will, at CSUN this year because the lady who is our rep was over and showed it to us. Doug installed Windows Vista and WindowEyes on it, and it ran just like a champ. It's now a 1 gig processor. It has an 80 gig hard drive. The little pull-out keyboard, they actually put dots on the keys so you can actually feel where you are now. She was very proud of the fact that it has 9 built-in antennas for the Verizon stuff and
EVO, I think.
Yeah. But we've had them on order since CSUN. We don't have any yet. Can you stay frustrated? So we haven't announced pricing or anything because we don't know what it's going to be yet. We don't know what they're going to cost us. We didn't want to tease you guys with something that we don't have.
GW Micro now has podcasts?
We do. We do have podcasts, and we have RSS feeds off our website now, so feel free to check those out. We also have a blog, gwmicro.com/blog, if that pushes your buttons.
Well, thank you both very much.
Thank you.